not a rocket, but the rhythm is a tactic for the people, them are getting out the door. You rock your body while we live the honor from all over city, and we're doing the infinite.
Hi, this is Just Judy, and I'm here to do a tour of Tufts University with Emil, who is a graduate of Tufts University back in 1974. And because of that, you have his rare insight into some of the oldies albums that you will never hear again unless you just keep listening. So, Emil, what have you picked out?
Hi, this is Emil Neufeld. I worked at initially WTUR and then WMFO back in 1969, 70, 71. And it's really my pleasure to be here 50 years later and being able to join new people and hear what they're listening to and have them hear what we listen to.
So our first song that we're going to listen to today is Living in the USA by Steve Miller Band. I'm a huge, huge fan of this album, specifically Sailor. We usually end every show with the Steve Miller version of Gangster of Love. I don't know if we'll actually do that today. We might end up with a special version because this is a very special episode. Anything you want to say about the song?
No, other than prior to starting Tufts, I spent 7 weeks driving around the United States with two good friends. And when we did that, we put together at that time what were 35 millimeter slides, and I put together about 120, 150 slides to music. And this was the lead song to our embarking on our 7 week adventure.
Bye. Hello, hello, we're back. Once again, this is WMFO. Emil, give me a second to turn on your mic. I keep messing with the mics. Alright, we're all on.
No, not yet.
Not yet?
You gotta press it. There you go.
There we go.
Now we're all on.
Are we?
Yeah. Hi.
So, Woodstock.
Woodstock.
Was right before you arrived here at Tufts, Emil.
Yeah, I arrived here at Tufts in September of 69, and I had been traveling around the country with a bunch of camping gear and two friends, and everyone who saw us said, "Aren't you guys going to Woodstock?" And honestly, we didn't know what it was. And when I got to Tufts, I found out what it was. So much of the music that came through late 60s, early 70s, including, you just heard Jimi Hendrix's rendition of the national anthem, which was sort of really not necessarily totally welcomed, that creative an adaptation, but a lot of the music that permeated this station in the late 60s, early 70s were groups that did come through Woodstock. And, you know, large number of them, and I might get some of these wrong, but I mean, Joe Cocker came through there, and there was Canned Heat going up the country, Janis Joplin, Big Brother in the Holding Company, Country Joe McDonald and the Fish, Grateful Dead. Arlo Guthrie actually played on the football field out here in maybe 1970.
Wow.
Carlos Santana got started right in around then. Clearwater Revival, Creedence. We actually met the divorced wife of one of the band members. We were at a restaurant stop and just started talking. They said, oh, our husbands were in a rock band. We visited Philadelphia once. Said, oh, what was the name of the band? Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have you heard of them? Said, well, yeah. No. So I don't know what we got queued up here next. What do
next,
you have?
Next, we're going to listen to Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey,
oh, yeah.
Paul McCartney. Good
right.
song.
That
We've been listening to a lot of the immediate post-Beatles albums on our show lately. Because two weeks ago, our theme was not quite diss tracks, but songs that had
like
ill intent
towards
other people.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of these songs do, because this one starts off with Too Many People, Three Legs, lots of animosity.
Yeah.
Well, without further ado.
Yeah.
We're so sorry.
Listen. Admiral Hall said, notified me. He had to have a bath or he couldn't get to sea. I had another look and I had a cup of tea and a butter pie.
Butter pie?
The butter wasn't melt, so I put it in the pie.
Bear with me as I do this painful switch. We only have one working record player at the moment, so not our usual smoothness. Not at all. The next song we're going to listen to is Car on a Hill by Joni Mitchell off Court and Spark. Love this album. Good song. And I think in like the first line it mentions how lucky you are to be able to listen to music on the radio, and ain't that the truth? To all the listeners out there, thank you.
He said he'd be over 3 hours ago. I've been waiting for his car.
For a car climbing the hill.
Our mics are now on, so we can give our listeners a little history lesson.
Yeah, well, we're just going through some archival paperwork here, and I happened to have dinner with some of the fellows who were, and at that time it was almost all men, who were here a couple years before I was. And so I have in front of me a copy of the original FM licensing for WMFO, which came about, used to be Tufts University Radio. It was WTUR, and it was all closed circuit. You could only pick up the campus radio station in a few dormitories where the AM signal was modulated through the, I think modulated through the electrical system there.
Do we have a document about, it's like a quiz over there, a test? Because one of the documents I meant to pull today was, it was like 20 questions, like, do you really know WMFO? And not a single one of anyone today could answer those questions, but you might be the only person who could. And one of the questions was, like, what were the dorms that we originally broadcasted to? And that's not the hardest question that was on there.
Yeah, I couldn't name them because that was put in place before I was here. But, you know, I think it was like Carmichael and a couple of the larger, older dorms.
I think it was West and then also maybe Miller and
Houston?
That's
what I'm thinking, Miller and Houston maybe, yeah. Yeah.
We also have a picture of our fire over there.
Yeah.
In 1977, if you guys didn't know, Curtis Hall, where we broadcast from, burned down because of shoddy electrical work. We still have shoddy electrical work today, some of it done by yours truly. But that was a big moment of change for us at the studio. And next, we are going to be listening to Changes by David Bowie. Any thoughts?
No, go ahead. Spin it.
My time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Changes. watch the ripples change the sides, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down the words how wonderful life is while you're in. The verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do. See, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen.
this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Hi, everybody. Mic four. Hi, folks. And you're on mic three?
Yes.
Oh, that's the wrong... That's not mic three.
It's mic three.
That's mic three.
I think that these headphones are the ones that are a little
funky. Folks, that was your song by... do you guys want to hop on?
Yeah.
Say a few things?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What are we queuing out next?
I believe some Joni Mitchell. Some Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks.
Edge of 17?
Yeah.
Kind of a vibe switch.
Oh, let's see. Really Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, I got some... I got Black Magic Woman. Caravan in the Land of Gray and Pink. I was going to go look for some King Crimson.
Yeah.
Court of the Crimson King.
Yeah. Any particular King Crimson?
Probably the first one would be the one I'd be most familiar with. I barely remember these album jackets. Dun, 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 dun.
So many records.
Yeah.
We brought out a large selection to see what we could spin.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think, let's see, Inagata DeVita was like ran, it was like a 25, it was a whole side of an album.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the disc jockeys one night figured, well, he needed to use the bathroom, so he put on something really long,
mm-hmm.
and he went to do what he had to do.
Oh my gosh!
And then the record caught a skip in the middle of the song, and he's listening to the studio monitor, trying to get back into the, funny things happened.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I was just looking at this telegram where WMFO got the broadcast license. Uh-huh. And on the name of here was the, the station manager at the time, a fellow named Mike Simons, who I had dinner with last night.
Oh.
So we hadn't really stayed in close touch, mm-hmm. but I was staying a little closer touch with his roommate. And maybe when we play Yellow, are we going to play Yellow Submarine a little later? Did we find that?
I didn't bring it in, but I saw it.
Okay.
So I'll grab that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're pulling out some
song.
Pretty.
It's a great one.
I don't know how with the fire mm-hmm. and with the fire how you managed to get some of this vinyl that's here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at records and they're cutouts.
Yeah.
And they're $1. You know.
For some of the stuff, you can kind of see pretty clearly on it that it says like fire donation or
fire fund.
Fire fund. So I think that's how we got a bunch of our records back,
which
is very cool.
So immediately after the fire, 6 hours later, we were back on the air.
You're kidding.
No kidding.
That's crazy.
Was it that fast?
That fast.
Oh my God.
Because some local like ham radio guys donated some equipment.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And then
real one.
There was the fire fund, so people just mm-hmm. donated their entire collection so we could have a station.
Oh, okay. So you got albums from the student body.
Yeah.
And all. Yeah. That's great.
That's amazing.
Now we have somewhere around 30,000.
Yeah, we had like nothing like this. Like we had about what's in your main studio.
Oh,
and
wow.
You probably have 3 to 4 times that outside this studio. Yeah. But that's what we operated from, and you know it was no digital.
Yeah,
right.
That must have been so much fun.
So yeah.
Yeah, whole different.
All right.
Yeah.
life.
Little Stevie Nicks?
Let's do
it. Okay, yeah.
Let's do it.
We did have two working turntables, though.
That's what I mean.
Always had two working turntables.
In theory, we should have three.
Yeah, that one does work.
To do this, who's better with turntables?
You got it.
My clumsy use to Spotify hands are not built for are not built for putting on records with touch.
It's like,
oh.
Oh,
Hello, hello.
Hello, everybody. we're just folding through our little PSA booklet to find a good PSA. All right.
Okay, let's see. First take on this. Ladder safety. Something we don't think about. All right. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder may seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
It's one of my favorite PSAs, honestly.
It's a classic.
Every week. Listeners are so informed about ladders.
I remember one of my other favorites is the dried fruit one.
Oh, dried fruits.
They're just listing fruit. And I remember before I even started technically, I did my training with like the then GM, Zoe. It was me and my other friend, Sophia. And she just like opened it up to the page. She's like, how about you guys just read this? Like, but read it together. So we were like in sync reading like apples, bananas, mangoes, just listening through all the dried fruits. And I could not stop laughing. It was amazing.
All right. Up next we have Yellow Submarine. You wanted to say a few words before?
Yes, of course. This is from the Beatles. I have a kind of a special attachment to this. One of the station's engineers at the time, and I mentioned the station manager, Mike Simons, his roommate was a fellow named Roy Mallory, and you never met a nicer guy. My wife asked me, what was Roy like? And I said, if you could pick the way you wanted all your friends to be, it would be Roy. And sadly, Roy passed away in this last year or so. Part of our dinner last night was with his widow, Sylvia, and we had a good time remembering old times. And so Roy was quite multi-talented. He played jazz piano, but he also painted some. And one of the things he painted was a yellow submarine. And it was painted in, I think, one of the apartments we had, but also on the back of his red Pinto, his red Ford Pinto. And I still remember that. So this one's for you, Roy.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed onto the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. And our friends are all aboard, many more of them live next door. And the band begins to play. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
Post on ahead, Mr. Parker, post on ahead. Post on ahead, sir. Fire, sir, fire.
As we live a life of ease,
has all we need. Sky of blue and sea of green. In our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine.
What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
What a field day for the heat. Carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life. It will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop.
Hello, this is Charlie. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and you are listening to a very special 50th anniversary reunion with former general manager Emil Newfield and his wonderful wife Judy. What should we listen to next, guys?
I don't know.
I didn't really think of what to listen to after that song. And there's no one here to help me with the record, so I don't know what we're gonna listen to. Oh, that's true. I turned your mic off. Now your mic's
on.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to take credit for being station manager. I was just a lowly DJ here. And the people, some of these other people I've talked about kind of tolerated me. But I really enjoyed it. And I appreciated them for everything that I learned about radio. And turned out we were good friends. And still, 50 years later, we're staying in touch. You just heard Buffalo Springfield, and that was a group that kind of broke up around